This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
If I give it up. If I give it up.
Where's the disclaimer? The one about we're not here to make fun of Elvis.
Oh, that's right.
We're here to make memories.
The words of Michael Hoover.
The great Michael Hoover.
Is he one of the finalists for Faux Elvis?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
What?
Rob and I have seen him plenty of times in Ocean City, yes, Maryland, though.
He's a wonderful performer.
You are a great crowd. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
Never.
A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll.
That's
you know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
That's pretty much the credo that we'll work by today's show.
That's it. We're just here to make some memories.
Respect.
We're not here to take Elvis's place. We're not here to make fun.
Anybody here never heard of the Don and Mike Show?
We're just here to make some memories.
Bring in the other impersonator.
This is almost like Christmas time.
Here I am in heaven smiling down on you.
Mike, I believe, is about to speak.
Go.
Hello there.
Hi.
This is Elvis, calling from heaven.
Yes.
I'm sorry it had to be this way.
Oh, me too.
All right, we'll hear that one later.
Everything like that, with the same patter, talking down, with all the inflection.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before.
Ooh. What is that, sir?
Scoop.
Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night. Here in Nashville, about 7 or 8 years ago.
It was hot?
What you did for me will always be part of my life forever.
You know, forever.
As you will be for millions.
Forever.
Forever.
You see,
and ever.
I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B.
Getting high.
Hot summer night.
Yes.
I guess trying to get out of the rain.
I guess.
Not sure.
Not knowing. It was you inside the studio.
It was me. It was Elvis.
When some man opened the door and I stood up and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars.
Well, sure.
I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something.
I'm powerful hungry.
But I really didn't.
Some candy bars.
Give me my peanut butter cup.
When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and
was
so
wet.
Was I.
Hold on. Did he say the candy bars in the paper bag was wet?
Was right. Wet, yep.
Her bag was wet.
Was wet,
there was.
And so was I.
So was I. He was wet. And so
man,
was
them
I.
Candy bars was wet, Jack.
So many memories.
That's a good laugh right off the bat.
I'm going to ask that everyone please refrain from any comment until the end of this brief snippet. The one that perhaps means the most.
Hey, man, that was a comment.
Shh.
Dear Santa, my name is Lisa Marie.
This is a good lead-in, guys.
It's been such a long, long time now since you received a wish from me.
Man, what a beautiful voice she's got. Yeah, beautiful voice, Jack. The candy bars was melted.
We miss you too,
I miss you too, darling. I want to make a mess.
Tonight. Yes, we miss you tonight.
And I.
Hi there.
We're so sorry.
I.
It ended.
I.
This way.
Look at all the babies we killed.
Oh,
my Peter.
Hamburger James.
The candy bars was melted.
Well, let's begin.
I thought we already had.
Oh, no, no, no.
Good evening. It didn't even matter a great deal whether you liked Elvis or not. He changed our lives. So were a lot of other people, parts of our lives, but they didn't change things.
How you doing?
Montavani played Charmaine 1,000 times, and we heard it on the radio and elevators and dentist's offices, but it didn't change anything. Elvis Presley did. He changed the way then-teenaged America thought about things, about public entertainers and pop music and popular attitudes toward living and behaving and dressing and talking. And so when he died today of some kind of heart ailment at the age of 42,
right,
people felt a sense of loss whether they ever liked his singing or not, particularly in Memphis, where he lived.
That's David Brinkley, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right. Here's another one, Mike.
CBS News, Elvis Presley, the one-time king of popular music, is dead at the age of 42. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Presley was stricken this afternoon at his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and rushed to Baptist Hospital. Memphis Police Director E. Winslow Chapman says a doctor was with him.
Mr. Presley's personal physician, Dr. Nicopoulos, was the one that called for the ambulance.
Dr. Nick!
The one that was with him when the ambulance arrived, and he pronounced him dead at Baptist Hospital.
I'm on the toilet. Hospital
officials said Presley was suffering from respiratory distress. His doctor says he may have suffered a heart attack. He had been hospitalized recently for several conditions, including eye trouble and exhaustion. Presley helped revolutionize popular music in the...
My eyes are bothering me.
...guitar and gyrating hips made him a teenage idol as well as a fortune.
A spokesman for the hospital said that the candy bars was melted.
As word spread on that sultry southern day, August 16, 1977, thousands of people descended on the Graceland Estate in Memphis, Tennessee. They gathered to pay their respects to Elvis Presley. Sadly, the legendary king of rock and roll died not on a throne, but on a toilet. His bloated body brimming with a pharmaceutical soup, chock full of morphine, codeine, and quaaludes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Jack. Hey, it's the real deal coming up here, man.
How are you, man?
Hello.
Who is that? Almighty, I like rape. That is definitely not funny, man.
Hey, not funny.
Thank you very much.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
I was Larry Lujack.
LL.
I do not understand these tapes. Do you understand these tapes, brother?
I don't know, man, but I think they work. You know, it's Elvis music. Everything goes well with Elvis.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Yeah, I'll show it to you, Jack.
I love butter.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Finally, a tape I can understand.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hey, Gordon Ramsay, Jack.
Everybody can suck it.
Come on in, honey.
Stupid dick!
Thank you, honey. Sit right down.
Don't call me a name.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome. Elvis is dead.
Oh, no. Welcome back to the show.
Here we go. Don and Mike show on Elvis Death Day 2007. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
I've always wanted to be a Jordanaire. I always wanted to be one of those guys in the background going, whoa. Oh,
if only I could have seen all of the material in front of us, Mike.
You know, I must tell you that the songs you played at the beginning, all of those songs about Elvis not being here, touched me deeply.
I'm looking now at our collection of Elvis songs and tapes, our books, our stories.
You have yet to finish the candy bars was melted story. I look forward to that later in the broadcast, Jack.
I was wondering what tape might be the appropriate one before we take the oath. Here's a good one.
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him.
Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him. And the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
I'm powerless.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those worked perfect, you know. Rather take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. Hey, Robbie, I think I got it.
Robbie. Hey, Robbie, where'd you go, man?
Hey, Robbie, I think I found it.
Bring back the fool's gold.
Let me see.
Fool's loaf. Go to the hell he ate.
Yeah, I found it. I found the music. Right. Okay. Fool's
gold. Are we going to take the oath, Jack?
Fool's gold. We'll get to that today as well.
Good, man.
It's time for everyone listening.
Yes, everybody out in Radio Land, if you are so motivated, you may take the oath that we are about to take on the show.
Now, we've said this for, my gosh, Mike, this would be the 22nd year that you and I have done the Elvis is Still Dead show.
And I can't tell you how disappointed I am that we are no longer doing our broadcasts from Memphis. Those were some of the happiest location shots of my life. I cannot tell you, as I see the people with their underwear crawling deep inside their colons down in Memphis, where it's 104 degrees.
What not?
How much
what
I would
not?
Love to be there.
As you know, we are banned from Graceland.
Yes. Sadly.
It's true.
I know, just the way you said
true,
that.
It's true. We are.
It almost sounded royal.
We are banned from Graceland.
As you know, we are banned from Graceland.
Banned from Graceland, yes.
We are banned from Graceland. Can't come around anymore.
Banned yes. Graceland, yes. Going around to yes.
We sure milked it for all it was worth.
Yep. The last year that we went down to broadcast, we actually got our microphones inside Graceland. We were actually broadcasting from Elvis's grave.
From his grave, the side of his grave, his graveside.
And
you were pointing out the flower arrangements.
Someone had made.
We couldn't keep our composure.
This thing, a full body size torso of Elvis, of the Hawaii Elvis.
Made out of flowers.
Out of flowers. Beautiful, like something you see in the Rose Bowl parade.
Extremely expensive.
And like I said, real body size torso. But up on the head, for the head, they just had a little tiny picture of Elvis.
It was a Beetlejuice head.
Like out of a magazine.
And it just didn't fit the rest of the body. I mean, they spent all this money on the flowers, and then they didn't take any time getting the head to match up.
And they didn't like we were curious about, when we were on the tour, about the biological stains.
Yes, that was twice that we got in trouble for that. Once, wasn't our old producer, Frank, kicked out of Graceland for saying, I think I see a biological stain?
Yeah, and then they tried to rough up another one of our producers, Diana.
Yep.
During the melee in Memphis.
We had Robbie Krispy Kreme donuts down there one time, right off the assembly line.
We used to rent an RV.
Yeah.
And do the show from an RV, drive around. And,
well, the only place, once they kicked us out of the shopping center, the only place we could go was a parking lot across the street. And then we did a lot of running with microphones. We did a lot of running across traffic. Uh-huh. Come on, let's go, 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 go.
Well, we've had a long-running love affair with Elvis.
And I don't think the Elvis fans have ever really understood that.
And you go through the stages of Elvis. There's young Elvis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's Army Elvis. There's movie Elvis.
There's comeback Elvis.
Then there's Elvis in Hawaii. And then there's the one that everybody seems to ignore, the one that we love the best.
There's 1977 Elvis.
The purple, bloated, sweaty Elvis.
There's Hartford, Connecticut Elvis when he performed at the Civic Center.
That's the man that we pay tribute to today.
Because we do feel that his legacy is ignored, and it's up to us to remind people. Now, the thousands that were at that candlelight vigil last night.
Well, they are rubes, Mike.
They wouldn't. They probably wouldn't understand this, but this is an Elvis that we love. This is the Elvis that probably was responsible for Hamburger James and bringing all his entourage everywhere he would go.
We love the unpopular Elvis.
Yeah, the Elvis that was superstar, that treated his empire like he was a sun god.
The Elvis that you never find any action figures for or any in-concert pictures of.
The Elvis riding a donkey and eating hot dog buns.
The Elvis in a girdle.
Wrapped with saran wrap, Jack.
That's right. Hold the stomach in, Jack.
The Elvis that ate all the yogurts.
And all the peaches.
The Elvis with all the guns.
Well, listen, we got to start the show with the oath. Yeah. And this is an actual oath that was written by Elvis.
You can play this at home.
By EAP. Written by Elvis in 1971. He was on a plane from L.A. to Memphis.
He was at the height of his karate.
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 He wrote this on a napkin. More self-respect.
More self-respect.
More respect for fellow man.
More respect for fellow man.
Respect for fellow students and instructors.
Respect
for fellow students and instructors.
Respect for fellow students and instructors.
Karate.
Respect for all styles and techniques.
Respect for all styles and techniques.
Body conditioning.
Body conditioning.
Mental conditioning.
Mental conditioning.
Meditation for calming.
Meditation for calming.
And stilling of the mind and body.
And stilling of the mind and body.
Sharpen your skills.
Sharpen your skills, Jack.
Increase mental awareness.
Increase mental awareness.
For all those who might choose a new outlook at personal philosophy.
For all those who might choose a new outlook at philosophy.
Freedom from constipation.
Yeah. Freedom from constipation.
TCB technique.
TCB technique.
All techniques into one.
Oh, God, I jumped the gun. Sorry. All techniques into one.
Elvis Presley, eighth.
Elvis Presley, eighth.
Applying all techniques.
Applying all techniques.
Into one.
Into one.
Oh, I like pointing out that Elvis, referring to himself as Elvis Presley, eighth, didn't mean he thought he was a king.
No.
That was his level of karate.
Yes, he was an eighth degree black belt.
Right.
Which, sure, there's argument about that also. When he'd walk into the, he was on camera and he'd touch one of his bodyguards like Red, and Red would fall to the floor, man.
That's karate.
Karate.
So let's just, let's start before we get to the stories. Let's give you some of the Elvis that we love the best.
Okay.
All right.
Just give you a taste.
Our favorite Elvis.
Give you a taste just of some of the good stuff right up front.
Very good.
On this tribute show. You know, this might be a good spot to play the Michael Hoover tape again.
You want to hear that again?
Just to point out again exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the Memories of Elvis.
Yep.
And this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
There, you got that?
That's what we're here to do.
That was Michael Hoover. He's an Elvis impersonator. Here now is the real Elvis.
I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk.
I don't mean to put anybody's job down.
Hold on. We got a cleaner one than that.
Is that a new disco copy, man?
Jack is a remix.
Oh, remix.
Robbie is remixing it. Hold on a second.
I like it. It's danceable.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines.
Okay. This is the Elvis that we choose to tribute.
I believe at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Right. I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk.
All junk.
And, I don't mean to put anybody's job down.
You get sick in the hospital?
I'm talking about they have a job to do.
You get sick in the hospital?
If they don't know anything, they make it up.
You get sick in the hospital?
In my case, they make it up.
Yeah, but did you get sick in the hospital?
I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital.
Oh, good.
Well, I was, in this day and time, you can't even get sick.
Yeah,
you can't get sick, Jack.
Strung out.
You're strung out.
Yeah.
Well, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I've never been strung out. Music. My life, except on music.
I'm going to put my hands together for that.
When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform.
Yeah.
From three different sources, I heard.
Strung out.
I was strung out.
Any maids say that?
I swear to God.
Who did
hotel employees, Jack.
Oh. Jack, maids.
Bellboys. Uh-huh. Freaks, you carry your luggage up to the room.
Maids.
Maids.
People working around, you know, talking. Maids.
Maids, there they are.
And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day.
Yeah, yeah, you strung out.
I'm talking to somebody else.
Strung out.
Strung out.
Well, I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Telling me he's fine. He's fine. He's okay.
That is dangerous.
Yeah.
That is damaging my daughter, to myself, to my little daughter.
My doctor.
To my father. To my friends.
Doctor.
My doctor.
Doctor.
To everybody, my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the state, it is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roof.
Yeah.
By the roof.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On with the show.
Why did he like young girls so much?
I think the idea of the innocence of it maybe was it, like, you know, and he liked to raise them and train them.
There they are.
Did you guys ever warn him?
Back to hillbilly heaven.
Warn him? Are you kidding? 13, 14-year-old girl? It can just wipe out everything. I mean, that's when we really sort of banded together real tight. Said, look, we cannot let this out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet
good job.
One of the fellows who promoted me.
Oh, God, this
eighth
one.
Degree black.
This one.
His name is Ed Parker.
Parker.
Oh, no.
18 Kenpo schools around the country. Ed Parker.
Ellie the drum. Ed Parker.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Another fellow in the audience.
June Ree.
Ed Book. He's a friend of mine. His name is John O'Grady. He's written a book.
It will fascinate you.
He was head of the narco squad in Los Angeles for 26 years.
What, Elvis?
And on the 166th page,
yeah,
he's got about three pages about me and my ex-wife, Priscilla, and about our friendship, and about that maternity suit.
Maternity suit.
It turned to be a complete conspiracy and a hoax, man.
Right, she got pregnant with a camera.
No, just no way.
Listen, Jack.
I had a picture made with that chick, and it's all. I mean, she got pregnant with a camera, a Polaroid or something. Anyway, it's all in this book.
He's okay.
French Connection.
Been watching Polaroid cameras, brother.
Yeah.
But you know what she did?
She named the night.
She goofed up. She named the night. And the night she named, my wife was in... No, my wife was with me in the audience.
Where was she,
Wait.
Elvis?
Wait.
And that's nice, she said.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no way I'm going to fool around with her out there. You kidding me?
Jack.
So anyway, let me tell you something. If you like things like the French Connection.
Yeah. Where's the banjo?
The Chinese Connection.
Coming up.
Banjo.
The British Connection.
Banjo.
The knee connection to the jump bone. I'm bone neck to the... If you like that type of stuff.
Banjo.
Buy this book. It's called O'Grady. It'll be in print when, John?
It'll fascinate you.
Up to September 27th.
Is that interesting?
It will fascinate you. It's about 26 years of a hardline policeman working in the narco squad
narco.
Out of Hollywood.
Hollywood.
So you can imagine what it's like.
Buy this book. It's called O'Grady. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Honey, why isn't he singing? Can I have another vodka and grapefruit?
John just came back from New York. We had a meeting of this. I have been a member of this organization for 5 years. International Narcotics Enforcement Association. In recognition of the outstanding loyalty and contribution to the support of narcotic law enforcement.
Dear.
This award of a special honor is bestowed upon Elvis Presley and testimony. So-and-so. Lifetime member. International Narcotics Enforcement Office Association. So I just got that.
Well, Stacks.
He's fine.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's good.
Vegas was tailor-made for Elvis, who liked to sleep all day and party all night, with a little help from his friendly doctors.
He took injections of what he tossed off as vitamin B12.
Right.
But they were also amphetamines and speed. He used to take them a lot before he did a show. Yeah, I remember he got started on them heavy in Vegas.
That's right, I did,
doctorate.
Man.
He would come up before every show and give him a shot.
Where's my
shot? Presley's pursuit of drugs knew no limits.
Elvis would do things like hurt himself.
Self-mutilation.
Purposely inflict wounds on himself in order to score some medication.
He said, I got to go to the doctor real quick. I said, why? He said, I had an ingrown toenail, and I was trying to cut it out, and I put a hole in my foot. It wasn't an ingrown toenail. He had put a hole in there almost a little bigger than a nickel.
Wow.
And all he did was look up at me. He says, I get some good stuff on this one. And sure as heck, you know, the doctor gave him stuff for pain.
Sure.
And to sleep.
Wow. Well, that's just the opening to our Elvis Tribute Show 2007. Yeah.
You know, that's the best opening ever for the Tribute Show. That had a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be story time when we come back.
Wonderful.
Mike, you mentioned Fool's Gold.
Ah, yes, Elvis's eating habits, ladies and gentlemen.
Fool's Gold, sexually retarded Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis and flashbulbs. And, of course, everyone wants Elvis eating.
Elvis eating is a huge part of his life.
The best.
And I think it was last year we had uncovered some book that we had never found before that gave like every detail
yes.
of him on the commode.
Right.
Right to the very end.
Right to the end. But, you know, leading up to that, when we, you know, the period of Elvis's life that we loved was his incredible eating habits. Some of the things that he would do that were just so special. And you can only do that if you're the king of rock and
That's
roll.
That's right. He's a folk hero.
A true great one. There he is.
He is a folk hero.
He is, man.
The king.
He's the king. And we hope you can enjoy and perhaps write down some recipes as we are sharing with you the food habits of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Hold on. It will I know fascinate you. You'll really be on my ass about the time today, but bear with me. It's a special day.
The Elvis special.
I think as we go to break, we should just take a moment to spotlight some of these fine songs.
Just a bold country boy from a Mississippi town. And his shoes.
This is not Elvis.
No, you can tell.
And it takes pride for him to stand and say he needed no help in hand.
This is not Elvis?
No.
It takes pride
to turn this boy to a man.
So much pride.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Mike.
You know what Elvis means to me?
What?
An original. He's an original. And Americans love to copy an original.
You know, they had to knock his teeth out with a hammer.
As he lay face down.
He was purple.
In the shag.
They thought he was an Negro.
This is Elvis calling
Hi.
From heaven.
Hi, Elvis.
Hi up there.
I'm sorry it had to be this way.
Me too.
But it's the most wonderful thing.
What is?
That has ever happened to me.
Fine.
One by one, each of you will be here in this wonderful place with me.
Hey, dude, you're not Elvis.
I tried very hard.
You're another one of those stupid impersonators.
And now that I'll be with you in spirit.
Oh, my God. Even Elvis can be stopped by the machinery of CBS Radio.
This is the Don and Mike Show.